Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Eric. This is Brooke Pryor from ESPN. Congrats on signing with the Steelers. What was it about this team and this fit that made it the right choice for you?
I mean, it's Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, I feel like it's like one of those iconic, historic organizations that, you know, if you're lucky enough to play for and you get that opportunity and present yourself, and you, of course, you don't turn it down. And not only that, I mean, I've always loved, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. So it's kind of just was a thing that, it was an opportunity to play with an elite quarterback, and that's kind of where it led me.
Eric, what have you loved?
Hi, Eric. What
do you love about Ben and his game?
Who am I speaking to? I don't even know who.
Sorry, this is Jeff Hathorn from The Fan.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Okay, what do I love about Ben and his game? Ben has always wielded his way to greatness. I mean, he's won Super Bowls. He's played through injuries and won games. You just see what kind of person Big Ben is, you know, as you watch him. And I have an opportunity to meet him early in January at we happen to be at the same conference. It kind of struck me, you know, and that was someone that I would love to play with. And we didn't know we would have that opportunity at that time. We just talked about what if. And it's pretty cool that is actually happening.
Eric, it's Aditi with the NFL Network. How are you doing?
What's up, Luke? I'm good. Hi, Aditi.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? What was this conference? Did he recruit?
Oh, it was a.
I really want you to come.
Yeah. No, that's not what he said. But he was a. He didn't even know I was a free agent or up-and-coming free agent. We were at the PAO conference, which we put on the NFL puts on every year, or I should say the Increase group puts on every year. And it's kind of like a marriage conference through Christ, and we learn about the Bible and learn, like, different outlets and things like that through Christ. So it was dope, and he was actually there. I had saw his name on the thing. My wife was like, oh, Big Ben's going. I was like, oh, she didn't say Big Ben. She didn't know Big Ben, but she was like, Ben Roethlisberger's going. I was like, he's the type of guy that if his name's on something and he's actually doing it, I'd be like, that'd be pretty cool to meet him. I was like, I always liked him. That was my exact words to my wife. So he ends up coming up to me and was like, hey, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and I just kind of chopped it up with him about it, and I just told him, I was like, yeah, I'm a free agent, I don't know really where it's heading, and he was kind of excited about it, so maybe he pulled a string or two, who knows?
Well, you told Teresa with the team that you guys have been texting and you're asking him questions.
Yeah.
What are these questions? Yeah. What are you guys talking about? Do you have a playbook?
I just really want to be like, you know, if I can be Big Ben's best friend, kind of like how I was to Andrew, like I was just always like in his ear, in his pocket, just trying to figure out the game through their lenses because they're elite minds at this level. And kind of, it's just like, what do I want to, I just want to pick, you know, kind of see, understand his language, kind of see from his view, his vocal point, on how things, you know, are with the playbook, how he sees defenses, and I just ask him questions just really of just about anything really right now. Just really trying to get to know him and try to, you know, start early. I'm missing time already with what's going on in this world, so just trying to do my part really.
Hey, Eric. Will Graves with the Associated Press. I'm just curious. I mean, Ben's coming off an injury that's pretty significant, and he's not, you know, young like Andrew was, and heck, Andrew had an injury and isn't even playing anymore. I mean, was there any concern at all from a health standpoint when you were looking at coming to Pittsburgh that, am I going to get the Ben that I've known these last 15 years?
Nope. I think Ben has been through more injuries than anybody, and for him to tell us, as a people, that he's thrown without pain that he hasn't felt in years, I think we should all take into account of that, of what he's been through and if he says that, then he means that. You know what I'm saying? Because he has been pretty beat up. He's played this game for a really long time. So if he feels good, man, all I got to do is be just as good, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Eric. Eric, this is Jim Wexel from 247 Sports. Speaking of playing through injuries, I see stories about discord with the Colts about you not playing through injuries, whatever. Could you address that? I don't know the specifics. Could you address that?
Nobody knows the specifics, and I guess that's not for me to really explain. All I know is I've had an injury since August 4th, and I played through an injury since the time I decided to, you know, say I couldn't do it any longer. And that was simply my choice for my health standpoint, and it leaned upon nobody else. I made that choice. I went and told them I was making that choice a week before I made the choice. So it was well thought out, well known about, but it's not my job to explain a story. I was hurt. And nobody likes to play hurt.
And how are you now? If the season were to start today,
great.
How would you be? 100%?
If the season were to start today, I don't think I would be able to 100% perform today, but we don't play today. That is the reason why I got the injury when I did, is so that I knew my body would be fully healthy for the next time I set foot on the football field.
And could you discuss your fit? How do they explain your fit here? Is there going to be more 12 personnel? How do they explain?
Mike Tomlin pretty much told me that he was going to put me in the best possible situation to succeed at my abilities. So that is all I needed to hear, is that he believed in my abilities and the things that I can do, and know that I do them better than most people. And if he's going to put me in those situations to succeed and fulfill that, then it's no other thing you want as a player that is coming into, you know, the pretty much prime of my career. I'm 26 years old, and there's no better fit than being in a situation in which they're going to use you to the best of your ability. So that is pretty much all I know, and that's how we're going to go with it.
Hey, Eric, it's Jerry Black from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette calling. Two things, just real quickly. What was the injury? And two, you played with a very good quarterbacks throughout your career.
Yep.
How important was that aspect of it to continue with Ben, of course?
Right. What was my injury? I had to get my ankle pretty much cleaned up from inside. So it comes with a lot. But I'm sure the Steelers will tell you guys what my injury was, so I'll let them tell y'all fully. But that was pretty much it. I had to just get my ankle cleaned up. There was a lot of mess in there, a lot of mess. And about the quarterback, I love Stafford, man. Stafford was elite. Andrew was out of this world. And I know Big Ben, from everything that I hear about everybody around him, his level of thinking is equivalent to all of those guys. So to just be on the same and really just play with him, really an honor. And as long as I could do my part and be that, you know, that of which Big Ben had never had, I believe, at the position. Honestly, for a guy of my abilities, I believe that it'll be fun, man. And I hope that we can exploit a lot of people and do a lot of damage.
Hey, Eric, this is Jacob with online.com. Ooh, I feel like I beat you there.
Yeah,
I was just wondering. I'm all right. I was wondering how frustrating it was at different points last season, knowing that you're coming into free agency and being in your physical best?
I mean, the frustration starts, you know, that night against Chicago, Thursday night against Chicago, or Sunday night, Friday night, whatever it was. I can't even remember, but it just started that night, man. Frustration set in. I mean, from the moment you hear that your quarterback is, you know, leaving, because, you know, and you got all due respect to Andrew, man, for you to step away from this game and understanding your body is a huge, huge honor, a huge thing that most people can't even, you know, get their minds to do because they don't know what else is after football. So congrats to him on that. But when that happens, you know, it's just frustration throughout the whole organization. And I felt like we didn't handle it that well. I don't feel like anyone really handled it that well. So, it was a tough year. And especially going into free agency, man, less about the money or what I could have done. It was more about winning. Like I told the media yesterday, I hate losing. I just want to finally win. And I just want to do something big. I feel like it's time, you know. It's the reason why we all play this game, is to win and to win Super Bowl. So I just feel like it's time.
Eric, from Steelers Radio Network and WDVE in Pittsburgh. You were obviously really highly thought of coming out of North Carolina, and you put a lot of really intriguing stuff on tape. How do you count for the Steelers being your third team in 7 years?
Shoot, that's better than most people. Most people got 7 teams in 7 years. I feel like I'm doing my damn thing. To be honest. So, I feel like I'm not tripping, man. This NFL shield and logo is a business. It's an organization. It's a business. They run it as if it's a business. So I have no problem being on four more different teams. You know, I would love to be find a home. That is what we play this game for. I would love to finally sit down and settle and be a Pittsburgh Steeler forever. But if that is not in my cards, I'm not against it. You know, I'm playing football. It's the game I love. I love to play football. So as long as I get to do that, I'm okay.
Hey, guys, a couple more for Ebro.
I'm not a journeyman. I hope not.
Hey, Eric, can you just tell us a little bit with what's going on with the virus and social distancing? Where are you guys right now? And what is your day-to-day? Do you have the playbook? How is your son?
Oh, I don't know if you guys see my Instagram, but, you know, as long as the golf course is open, I got my own little golf cart, so I'll be social distancing myself by golfing. Pretty much that's how I pass the time. I work out, I arrive in the morning, and I golf midday, and I spend the rest of the day with my kids. So I'm good. I don't really talk to many people. I just mind my business, do my thing.
How did you get your physical done?
I'm in Houston, Texas. That's where I live. That's where my wife is from. I live in Houston, okay. And that's what. Yeah, so it's fun. It's cool here.
And do you have
physical?
What about my physical?
How did you get it done with the Steelers?
Ask the Steelers.
with the social distancing, how did it work?
I mean, you go about your way of doing it. You have to talk to them. They assign you someone. They report back to them. Same way everything does. I mean, people are still seeing doctors. It's an essential business. So it's not like there's anything wrong with seeing a doctor.
Okay. All right. Have you communicated with any other of your new teammates?
I've talked to a lot of my new teammates. I know a lot of them. I've played against a lot of them. James Conner, Juju, we're both in the Pro Bowl. I played against James Conner in college. Joe Hayden has always been one of my favorite guys. I've known Joe before I got into the league. So it's a lot of guys. I can go on and on down the list. Ryan Switzer, I obviously played with. So I mean, I know it's gonna be the easiest transition I probably ever had because I pretty much know all of the guys.
Hey, Eric, I saw that you were ordering a jug machine to work out with at your house. What are you using to kind of work out until that machine gets there?
Oh, no, I still work out. Oh, no, I work out every day, 5 a.m. I still work out in the gym. I'm not going to put my business out there with all this social distancing, but I still work out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.